Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. If it's Friday and it's 4:30 and you're listening to The Ride Home, you know what that means. It's time for the Outdoors Outlook, sponsored by Nanacoke Outfitters. You should get to nanacokeoutfitters.com, schedule your guided hunt or fishing trip today. Yeah, summer's coming, kids. Book those fishing trips now at nanacokeoutfitters.com. Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanacoke Outfitters stops by every Friday and gives us some insight as to what you'll find if you're looking to get outdoors this weekend. And Captain, I know we've been on a good run of weather, maybe a little bit warm for your liking when you're out roost or trying to find those turkeys in the roost in those early mornings, but things are changing, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, and it was a little warm this morning. And it's been warm all week. But I tell you, turkey season has been good. I think it's been good for a lot of turkey hunters in our area. In Delaware, their turkey hunting is going to end on next Saturday, May 11th. So we're down to two more Saturdays. In Maryland, turkey doesn't end until May 23rd. So you still have some time in the state of Maryland. And in Maryland, we also have some Sundays that we can hunt turkeys on, unlike Delaware.
Captain, let me ask you a question real quick. When it comes to, you know, the weather, I know there's some rain in the forecast. It's going to get cooler over the weekend. Does that change the behavior of the turkeys when it starts to rain? Are they more likely to try to, you know, find cover? How does that work?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Gary. And I honestly like hunting when we have scattered showers. And here's why. The birds get wet. Once that rain stops, they immediately want to get out to a field and dry off. They want to get out there, spread their wings, dry themselves off, and so it helps predict and pattern some of those birds. So I do like hunting when we've got rain in the forecast.
Well, there you go. So it's not all bad if you're looking to get out and find a tom tomorrow, but I know I've been talking to folks that are just itching to get their line in the water. You might want to put a raincoat on and take a shot. And things have been pretty good early on in the season, right?
Yeah, it really has, Gary. It's been way better this year than this same time last year was a little slower. And so things are looking good right now on the fishing side of things for our area. In Delaware Bay, I've been talking with some of those anglers up there. The blue fishing has cooled off a little bit, but the black drum is picking up, and that's getting hot, and it always does in the May time frame. So that's right on schedule. Augustine and Woodland Beaches, they still have some good numbers of white perch, catfish, and rockfish, and I'm going to share with you a little pro tip. Here's what I do know. Bloodworms and cut bunker are the hot baits there, so keep that in mind. Now, let's talk Maryland for a minute. The big blue catfish in the Nanacoke River. And you know that I live on the Nanacoke River, so I'm a huge fan of it. And I'll tell you, Gary, we've got spots on the Nanacoke over 60 feet deep, and that's where those big blue catfish like to live. But now that it's warming up, they're starting to come out of those deeper channels, which honestly makes them a little bit easier to catch, especially for the angler that's fishing from the shore. So that's good news for our big blue catfish anglers. Now, black drum, they are starting to show up in decent numbers in the Pocomoke Sound and all around the target ships. So that's something to go after as well this weekend.
Now, target ships, for those that aren't as familiar with the area, what does that refer to?
Yeah, Gary, so the target ships, it's what we call the Tangier target ships. It's sunken target ships are on the western side of Tangier Island, and it's really just a couple of old sunken target ships in that area. And they've always been good reef-type environment for fishing, especially when the cobias show up. That's a great place to go. They're not here yet, but they will be soon. Now, down in Ocean City, bluefish, rockfish, flounder, and tog, pretty consistent. It's looking good. Flounder fishing is definitely heating up, which is exciting because it's usually not this good early in May, but it is right now. And as a reminder, tog goes out on May 16th, so don't forget that. That's right around the corner. So, Gary, a couple of things for this weekend. You've got the Ocean City Spring Fest that you can certainly go to. You've got on Sunday an event that I've got a few of my guides attending. It's the Rebuild the Sea Banquet at Hooper's Crab House, and that supports the Ocean City Reef Foundation. Also, May 24th to the 26th is the Smith Island Fishing Tournament. Visit their Facebook page for more information and how to enter that tournament. Well, Gary, as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.